What does it mean that Moses delivered his covenant to the Mediterranean world sometime around 1720 BC, and then 1400 years later, the statesmen of ancient Greece were panting after all things Egypt caste system, and then Jesus and Paul, 300 years after that, once again attempt to establish the law, clarifying now that the law is love. Quoting Paul, "For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by interpretation king of righteousness. For Levi, the Hebrew patriarch who was the third son of Jacob and Leah, was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him. If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law, what further need was there for another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron, who was the brother of Moses and traditional founder of the Jewish priesthood? For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there ariseth another priest, who is made not after the law of carnal commandment, but after the power of an endless life." We got to think about what that and return to it. "For he testifieth, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before, for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof. For the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope. But the bringing in of a better hope did, by the which we draw nigh unto God. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched, and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices, wherefore it's of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God according to the law." Excuse me. "As Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle, foresee, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better premises, upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then there should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that, he saith, a new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. This is quoting from Hebrews. A new covenant, bringing in a better hope, to which we draw nigh unto God, makes the first old. This is our nature, continuous growth, established upon better promises than we were able to see before. The law of love changes as it must to draw us closer to truth, to love. Prince has given us the new covenant, and the new tabernacle is our bodies. We cannot turn our bodies over to the system for its use. They are given us from love to continuously remake love. The bringing in of a better hope describes why Prince arrives. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned next week, as we don't have the computer at the moment, for our shows on April 22nd. Thank you. I love you so much. Until next week, peace.